This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Get rolling with another What's on Your Mind Hour. 800-228-0550. Open phone time to the bottom of the hour on any and all topics. I want to get a little talk about Thanksgiving. Just talk to an interesting caller about the decision to remove his mother from a, remove's a bad word, bring mom home from a long-term care facility. You really wonder how many of those kind of decisions we're having made right now, and it's, we've heard them before. Lieutenant Governor of our great state of North Dakota had to do the same. Tough time, that's for sure. So anyway, if more of that or anything else on your mind, ready to go. I spent the news break gazing at the screen over here. That California is banning outdoor dining. They're banning outdoor dining.
Oh yeah,
you can't. Yeah. You can't eat outside. So again, I guess just another way to kick restaurants when they're down. By the way, all the people that were reporting on it were outside with a microphone. So I don't know how you can report outside, but you can't eat outside.
No. And then you know you look at like Oregon. You got. You got legalized cocaine, but they outlawed the straws. That's got to be awkward. And then you got the you got all the legal drugs, but Thanksgiving is apparently the crime you're breaking there now.
What bugs me more than anything is they assume everybody is stupid. You know, it's even like the Thanksgiving thing. Look, oh yeah, we're going to invite 50 people over, and you know, a couple of them they got a kind of a cough. We're not too worried about it, you know, and you know, we're going to put everybody together, real close. Come on, hello, right?
The elections have consequences.
It's just crazy what they
do. With those midterms, watch out.
Unbelievable.
They don't trust you. This hour of our program is brought to you by our friends at Oasis Petroleum. Something else to tell our new listeners from WDAY 970 and 93.1 FM about, and that is a 24/7 comment line. Our friends at Oasis Petroleum sponsor this because they love the Be the Buffalo spirit of folks on the Northern Plains. They love it. They want to celebrate it. That's right. Okay? They want to celebrate it. So, there's the Be the Buffalo hotline. If you see somebody that has that Be the Buffalo spirit, you know about the buffalo, right? The buffalo turns to the storm, runs into the storm. That's how they built the company. And tell you what, these are tough times right now for folks in the oil and gas industry, no doubt about it. 855-200-1776. Let's go to Bethesda, North Dakota, and Clint. Got to push the right button. Clint, what's on your mind?
Well, I was just going to talk about the mask update, or the mask mandates a little bit. And, you know, the medical profession is quite divided on whether masks help or not. But most of them agree that once you've had it and have the antibodies, you're not going to get it again for 3 months, and you won't spread it. So my question is to all these governors and all these school administrators, once the people have had it, why aren't we just letting them go without a mask? Remove that requirement from those people.
I agree. And, you know, maybe they should get a little pin to put on their lapel that says, I've had it. You know, don't judge. You know, it's...
I think it would be encouraging to the public to see some light at the end of the tunnel when you'd be someplace and you'd see lots of people that have had it and made it through it and no longer are required the mask.
I think, sadly, the media is responsible for the hysteria of COVID, okay? And there hasn't exactly been the best, clear-cut advice from health officials either. And, you know, any state health official, they would want, you know, every possible precaution times 10, right? That's just kind of the nature. So you've got to balance that out a little bit as well. But, you know, I think that's a part of the problem here. I heard a story this past weekend from our pastor. And we go to St. Sam and Joachim in South Fargo. And they're actually starting a mask mandatory mass. All right, where, you know, in other words, if you're concerned, you go there to that mass. And everybody, no matter what, has a mask on, right? And that's advertised in advance. And then the others, you don't judge. You know, if somebody doesn't have one, you're going to assume they have a reason not to have one. Like in your case, you know, I had COVID already. You just don't do that. Well, so the weekend this was announced, because, of course, they had to clear up the confusion of the Fargo city officials trying to tell you that there couldn't be more than 50 people in any church. The single stupidest decision yet during COVID, and that's saying something. You know, okay, you got a church of 1,000 seats? Only 50 people can be there. What? Hello? I mean, meet the Constitution here. You're squashing religious liberties. Anyway, they cleared that up, so the pastor's telling everybody that. In the process of telling that, he said that at one of the masses last weekend, he encountered a woman who was upset and literally had left, you know, the church to come back outside and was upset, crying. And the reason is a different prisoner had come up and said, why aren't you wearing a mask? Why aren't you wearing a mask? So the pastor said, don't do that. And I don't know why we need to tell somebody don't do that. I mean, my God.
Exactly.
Common courtesy. Loves, and look, if you're that triggered by somebody that's not wearing a mask and you don't have the, and by the way, this person could not wear a mask, medically was not able to wear a mask, and that was already known out of the church, but it's not anybody else's business. But if you're that worried about somebody within your sphere not wearing a mask, stay home. I mean, go online and watch mass. Just do what you got to do, whatever. But don't to run around and be the mass police of everybody or give you the look, to me, is just ridiculous. It really is. Clint, to answer your question, I would just do it. I would just not wear a mask and tell people I've had COVID, and my doctor says I don't need to wear a mask, period.
Well, I mean, they've got the people living in fear. It's really fear what's being given into people.
It is. And all of this, you know, at each other's throats, same thing. It's serving a purpose. Sad deal for sure. Clint, thanks for the call. Appreciate it very much. Let's go to North Central, North Dakota, and Pat, then to Mike, then to Leah. Hello, Pat. What's on your mind?
The mail-in ballots. Just a comment. You don't need to respond or anything. But one of the biggest elements needed to steal this 2020 presidential general election was massive mail-in ballots, correct? Well, how is it that a pandemic appears at precisely the right time to provide and encourage that massive ballot element?
I'm with you. And from China, who was absolutely getting their lunch handed to them by us, the U.S., with the greatest economy in the world, as theirs plummeted.
That's right. But
no,
is it coincidence or what? I don't know. I'm not, you know, implicating anything. It's just a question, just something to ponder.
And I will revert to my mom, rest her soul, Jeanette Hannon. I heard it 1,000 times. She had little stickies with it in her purse, mm-hmm. You know, little note.
Yep.
And it was coincidences, hard word to say, but I got through it without getting a buzzer. Coincidences are God's sealed orders.
Right.
If I heard that once, I heard it 1,000 times. In other words, there is no such thing.
Right.
And I don't know. I think it's above our pay grade. I hope, I pray every day for the truth to win. That's all I can ask. Who could be against that? For the truth to win and for the truth to see the light. Appreciate the call, Pat. Nice to hear from you in beautiful South Dakota, home of Christy Noem, soon to be talked about a lot as a presidential contender. Trust me on this one thing. Mike, somewhere in North Dakota, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I'm probably just covering the ground with the old saw one more time, but I think there's been a significant change in the way the press responds to Trump's basically accusations. And it bothers me. Before, you know, the fake news, if that's how you want to phrase it, you know, if they did have an agenda, they were subtle and clever about it, fairly, anyway. But my goodness, after the election, within 24 hours, people like Chuck Todd, who live in the shadow of Warren Spivak and John Chancellor and great journalists, people that were journalists all their career, he uses the phrase, "The president is lying." Are you there?
I am, and I'm nodding my head. I'm nodding my head right along with you, Mike, because it is very true. But again, they hate him. H-A-T-E, hate. And doing everything is a move in your future? Listen up. You want the family-owned, veteran-owned Action Movers. Founded in 1932 in Bismarck, now in Fargo, Minot, Rapid City, Denver, Las Vegas, and Phoenix, too. Remember, they can move you across the block or across the country. Do it yourself to full-service moves, every solution possible for moving and storage, and all at low competitive rates from a name you know and trust. No job too big or small. Call 701-566-5532 or online at actionmovers.com. Minnesota has been under a state of emergency for 7 months, but the tens of thousands of COVID deaths that were predicted didn't happen. And only 6% of hospitalizations in Minnesota are now due to COVID. It is time to end one-man rule and get Minnesotans back to work and our kids back to school. Brought to you by the Center of the American Experiment.
Nearly 4,000 people work at the lignite mines and power plants in North Dakota. They are your neighbors, your relatives, your friends, and they produce the affordable and reliable electricity that keeps the lights on 24/7.
The coal industry, that's what got me here.
My job at the coal mine was a blessing. Almost everyone who lives in town is either in the coal industry or they're related to someone in the coal industry. Really, this community's heart and soul is in the coal industry.
It's the work that keeps you coming back, you know. There's not too many people in the world that get to do what we do. I'm Lee.
I'm Kate. I'm a heavy equipment operator.
I work at B&I Coal in Center, North Dakota.
And I am Lignite.
Meet these workers and others by going to www.iamlignite.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Note here from Rudy Giuliani, quoted from an interview on Lou Dobbs, Fox News host. Remember the palace intrigue over the weekend, dragged into Monday by much of the fake news media, was, oh, yeah, the but Sidney Powell, whack job, crazy lady's been thrown under the bus by Trump.
You apparently don't know who Sidney Powell is.
thrown her under the bus. So she's done. She's gone. She's out of here, right? That was a big story. Oh, the Trump administration is distancing themselves. Yes. Well, Rudy says that they're pursuing two different theories. He said the Trump legal team is focused on misconduct of the election by state officials in places like Pennsylvania, Michigan, Georgia, and elsewhere. And by the way, the plot is thickening in Georgia, in case you haven't noticed the news today. Giuliani argued that Trump's constitutional rights were deprived in some of the states. He predicted that some of their lawsuits will make it to the Supreme Court. The former mayor didn't elaborate on what Powell was working on. However, someone else did, saying she is the only one on the team that is accredited before military tribunals. Isn't that interesting? Yeah. Don't forget, Sidney Powell said there would be a lawsuit of biblical proportions filed this week.
Well, I think trying to get
it done as quick as they can. And
go ahead.
Tucker Carlson was backpedaling yesterday. He was backpedaling on the whole thing because he was starting to trash Sidney Powell, but he was going the other way last night.
What I had heard about that was that she has got so much on Dominion, but the administration couldn't be associated with that if Dominion bites back. So they want to, you know, if they attempt to do that, it'll be biting back just on her, not on them.
Separate out. There's two traps there.
It's biblical, so yeah. We'll see.
But it just gives you an idea, you know, how much you can rely on from the media. That's what Mike was saying here. We'll finish that in a second here. Someone else said, I heard the caller talk about having to bring his mom home. If I were to do that, is there professional help I can get? There is. And one of the sponsors here on our program is and we have several, actually, but this is the one that actually sponsored part of today's show, Comforting Angels Home Care. Because what they do is make it possible for aging adults to either continue to live at home safely and independently or come back home, providing a personalized care specific to every client. And how they do that is through flexible hourly care, ranging from simple errands and housekeeping to literally 24-hour live-in care to give you some help there. Living at home, possible. Yes, it is. You can do it. With Comforting Angels Home Care, Helping Hands, Caring Hearts, serving loved ones across the region. Offices in Holly and West Fargo, online at dngangels.com. Wanted you to know that, okay? Mike, anything else on the media's treatment of Donald Trump you want to say?
Yeah, thanks for hanging on there. You know, I told my kids, you know, when you're trying to figure out what's going on, it's like an artichoke. You just keep peeling the leaves back till you find the heart of it. What's the truth here? And I have a question for you that's connected to this. But here we are, the day after. I mean, it's not subtle anymore. It's the president is lying. The president is saying things that are false. Well, how do you know that 24 hours later is the obvious question. It seems to me Giuliani, the whole gang, are making accusations. They're not lying. And even one of your counterparts in town here on a talk show is referring to all of this as lies. Lies by the president, lies by Giuliani.
That's a good point. You don't last long as a lawyer lying before a court. You know,
well,
you present
that,
your side.
You get to,
yeah, you present
you
your
get
side.
To make accusations. Pardon me?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you
make
your
accusations.
You make your case, right? Yeah, exactly right.
Yeah,
and
I mean, before you go to court, you have the right to make accusations.
Exactly right. Mike, appreciate the call.
You could say, pardon me?
Suppose you could say what? Sorry?
Oh, yeah, I suppose you could say the same about them when they say they're lying. You know, it's an accusation that he's lying, but nevertheless, they carry the burden of being supposedly news people. And, you know, so here's my question. So how did we get from, like, Lawrence Spivak, John Chancellor, Tim Russert, people, you know, Huntley and Brinkley, people, Walter Cronkite, people with absolutely certain journalistic credentials, to people like Todd, George Stephanopoulos. These people were political operatives inside of congressional offices. They weren't journalists.
No, you're exactly right. And I don't know. It's a good question. I don't know how we got to this point. I think it's when journalism and news became more about show business, you know, and sensationalism and tons of competition. So you got to go one against the other. It's the only thing I can think of. Mike, I appreciate the call. I got to keep going here. The Dow, by the way, just hit 30,000. The Dow hit 30,000. It didn't stay above 30,000 very long, but it touched 30,000. Enough for Fox Business Channel to go, Shazam! They had their graphic ready to go, and it hit 30. But it is flirting with 30 and has actually touched 30. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you to a president and an administration that put in policies that built an economy that could deliver something like that. You know, I don't care about fat cats getting rich from that. What I care about is everyday Americans and their pensions and all of their 401ks and all of that, building wealth for them and giving them options and deciding, hey, I want to start a business. I want to buy a lake home. I want to de-stress and you know, retire. That's what that Dow hitting 30,000 is about. And the fact that it's hitting it in the middle of a pandemic unlike anything we've ever seen, after an election like we've never seen, speaks volumes about the fundamentals of the economy. Now, guess what you're going to hear tonight, speaking of the fake news? Joe Biden, they like Joe Biden, that's why it went to 30,000. Oh, yeah, the banks, they like Joe Biden, so that's why it went to, oh, yeah, yeah. Phooey. Phooey, phooey, phooey. All right, let's see who's next. Mark and Mandan, what's on your mind?
Good morning, how are you?
Good, you?
Not too bad. I just wanted to bring a little attention to the COVID. I had went into the doctor about 3 months ago. My son had gotten sick, got an ear infection. And I went in because I had some congestion. And I went in, and the nurse came in full garbs and asked me if I wanted to take the COVID test. And I said, no, I did not want to. And she said, just let you know, the doctor will ask you. And so the doctor come in, and he ended up asking me three times. And I said no, and he was not very nice about it, asking. And then when it come down to it, everything, he said, you have a cold. And he said, just so you know, the symptoms are all the same. So it was kind of frustrating to know that if I would have taken the COVID test, I would have tested positive, basically, was what he was saying. But I had a cold, according to him.
You were tested positive with a cold?
Yep. He said the symptoms are all the same. And that's what I understood from him was, if you got a cold, the flu, or anything like that.
I get that's why they'd want you to take a test, but it just seems weird that you would test positive. Thanks for sharing, Mark. Got to go. More coming up.
At the University of Mary, we're truly military-friendly. Our special admissions team has years of real-world military experience, so we know just how to support your advancement every step of the way. We offer scholarships, credit for prior learning, and make sure you and your family receive all available military benefits. Classes are forming now. Discover a true military-friendly community at the University of Mary at online.umary.edu/military-services.
It's time to relax. With a jug of North Dakota Sweet Fruit Liqueur, at the end of a crazy day, let those stressful thoughts just melt away with the smooth taste of an unrefined, easy-sipping drink with rich North Dakota history. Ask for it by name at your favorite local liquor store. And go to crudespirits.com to see the variety of ways to enjoy North Dakota Sweet Fruit. North Dakota Sweet Fruit, a great way to finish your day.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The General Services Administration formally recognized Joe Biden as the apparent winner of the 2020 presidential election on Monday. Trump agreed to help the GSA with the transition, but did not concede the election and vowed to continue to fight in court. 54% of Americans do not want their state to lock down, despite a surge in COVID-19 cases. That's according to a new Harvard poll of 2,205 registered voters and was conducted in mid-November. A federal appeals court ruled Monday that Texas and Louisiana can cut off Medicaid funding to Planned Parenthood clinics. The ruling was handed down by the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in New Orleans and is likely to go next to the United States Supreme Court. General Motors is recalling 7 million pickups and SUVs worldwide. The recall centers on a defect in airbags made by Takata, spraying shrapnel throughout the vehicle. In addition to the deaths, other drivers or passengers have been blinded and maimed. USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
H.A. Thompson & Sons have been around longer than the radio stations you're listening to. And that's saying something, because one is the oldest radio station in North Dakota, WDAY, and one is the second oldest in North Dakota, K-Fire 550. Isn't that something? Since 1908, that's a long, long, long time. The good folks at H.A. Thompson & Sons have been doing it all for the region. High-quality plumbing, heating, air conditioning, mechanical contractor services. Not just Bismarck, but across the region in North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, Montana, offices in Fargo, and many other places as well. Grand Forks, Gwinner, Newtown, Minot. So they're providing services throughout the region. They're a linked service contractor, which means you can receive cost-effective environmental maintenance agreements. If you're a building or business owner, check this out. Over 1,000 buildings take advantage of this. H.A. Thompson & Sons does everything on your HVAC. Everything. Replace it, repair it, whatever. You have one static line item. Really is nice for that bottom line certainty, for sure. Back on What's on Your Mind, we're going to chat with Chris Nelson, the leader of the University of North Dakota Graduate School, in a moment. On a important topic for the future and for workforce development. But I want to finish with who was waiting the longest here. Somebody that wanted to talk about civil war in the U.S. That's a scary topic unless it's historical. Gary in Jamestown. What's on your mind, Gary?
I'm just wondering if there are Las Vegas odds on the possibility of civil war breaking out in the United States.
Well, I hope that isn't on the board in Vegas. Myself, but, you know, I mean, it's a scary thought. What would prompt it, do you think? What would prompt a civil war? And by civil war, you're talking about a repeat of American versus American warfare.
Basically, what happened 150 years ago.
Yeah, okay, all right. I mean, so what would...
Okay, basically the climate that you have today. And also, you know, Thomas Jefferson once said, the tree of liberty must be frequently watered with blood, whatever he meant by that. So could it break out? Possibly. Would I want it to break out? No. But, you know, I'm not just going to stand around and if somebody pushes me, I'll push back.
Coincidentally, while you were speaking with me, I got some notice here on my phone, and it was from something I posted 4 years ago. And it was a quote by George Washington. And it says, it is impossible to rightly govern a nation without God and the Bible.
Well.
And I think we've been there for some time, have we not?
Well, yes. But, I mean, you can pray all you want, but it's still going to take the actions of men to correct what's going on.
Well, true. That's why I'm saying I think whether it's through prayer, there's enough good men to get back to a country envisioned by George Washington, rightly governed, governing a nation without, you know, with rather God and the Bible, to prevent something like this. Well, I think what Washington said here gives credence to your argument that at some point when you get that far away, you're not rightly governing a nation, then there's got to be a correction. God forbid that it is a civil war, right? But I don't think you or I are going to make a difference there. And I would disagree with you that, you know, by praying about it, with God, all things are possible. You certainly, that's one thing you can do, to say, oh, you know, the truth, can it come out? Can we get back to, you know, the way our founding fathers envisioned this country? Whatever. That's certainly well worth your effort, because I don't want to just throw up my hands and say it's going to happen.
I'll just reiterate, you know, in the Civil War, it took the actions of soldiers at Antietam Creek, Vicksburg, Gettysburg, Petersburg, et cetera, et cetera. Abraham Lincoln prayed. He prayed a lot. That's fine. But it took the actions of those men to finally settle the issue.
Gary, thanks for the call. Appreciate it very much. I'll take your call as motivation to do everything in our power to prevent that, but at the same time,
well,
getting our founding fathers' vision back.
Talking about taking up arms in a civil war as there was in the, you know,
150 years ago,
not going to happen. But I think that, you know, there's a civil war happening at the voting booth. There's a civil war happening in the courts right now. There's a war to be won. I just don't think that they'll ever come to taking up arms.
I would hope not, Kevin.
Right. I pray not.
But I think if, you know, okay, just look what's happened during COVID.
And how
many people were just told, you do this, and they did it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Don't go to church. Okay, I won't go to church. Wait a minute. These founding fathers, look what they put in place. Look at the blood spilled by the men and women in the armed forces to protect those rights and defend those rights, and you're just throwing them in. I think at a certain point you got to say, well, what else is there? I mean, I hope you exhaust every possibility, and we certainly don't get there, but I don't think it's crazy to think that it could happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not rooting for it, but I don't think it's crazy at all. Okay, let's do this. Let's go to our next guest, Chris Nelson. Chris leads the UND Graduate School and is going to tell us a little bit about Accelerate to industry. What does that mean? Students matched with a job, a career, and research before they graduate. So you got students and companies assisted in the workforce development area. It's exactly what we need from every institute of higher learning, honestly, right now, to meet the needs of our workforce in the future. Hey, Chris, thanks for joining us. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you very much. So, accelerate to industry. And that has a connotation that, all right, you're taking the student, you're taking the program, and you're ramping it up, and we're doing it for industry. Is that what it's meant to mean?
That's absolutely what it's meant to mean. You hit the nail right on the head. So we are looking to better prepare our students to be able to hit the ground running with an industry position once they graduate.
And how do you do that?
Well, in particular, so academic degrees, the master's and PhD level, we do a good job of providing technical skills to our graduates. The U.S., in terms of graduate schools, is still the gold standard globally. But we are sometimes lacking in what you might call professional skills training, the kinds of business skills that enable them to, you know, do a good job at work on a daily basis. I mean, one example might be, you know, I talked to an engineer at AE2S, a firm up here, and he said he hadn't really had any idea when he was in graduate school that his workday would involve so much writing and communicating. He thought he'd be solving complex equations all the time, and that was not the case. So we're trying to do a better job of preparing them through providing professional skills opportunities for training with industry partners.
And how do you, in this case, AE2S, you mentioned as an example, how do you identify a partner over here in the private sector that needs, six folks to lead a particular project, and then, go back and craft, the research and the other things for that? Walk us through the process there.
Yeah, I mean, that can get a little complicated. But what we've done is we've worked with the Grand Forks Regional Economic Development Corporation, their industry partners, to get the word out about the program, to generate interest. Also met with a number of companies over time. I might meet with, three or four companies at one time. And it's not only to inform them about the program, but to get their feedback, because we want it to be, to work the best it can for them. And every industry partner is going to have slightly different needs. And so that involves a lot of work on our end to connect the students to the opportunities that industry partners tell us that they have. And that might be an internship opportunity for a graduate student. It might be that we have somebody from industry come in and talk to our students about risk management or leadership in their company. To prepare them for the kinds of things they'll be doing once they work for them. But when a company comes to us and says, look, we've got this research project. We don't have anybody in the company who has the time to do it now. This is what the project's on. Can you help us? Then I go to the programs and I recruit the students who would be best suited to work on that.
That's interesting. Now, on the research component, talk a little bit about that, because you don't hear a lot about, research targeted for the position they're going to take before they graduate at grad school. Talk a little bit about how that works.
Yeah, so what we're trying to do is give students what you might call more applied research experiences. So research that actually has what you might call a real-world impact for the company or for the clients the company serves. You know, we've done sort of a pilot project version of this with the city of Grand Forks. They had some research needs, and one of those, we placed a PhD student from Aerospace Sciences with actually the Grand Forks Fire Chief to work on how best to implement drone technology to assist first responders. So that was similar to the academic research he was doing for his dissertation, and actually that project will be part of his dissertation, but it's also an applied real-world project that assisted the fire chief in getting closer to being able to use those technologies.
Is this an innovative model, Chris? I mean, when you look at the other graduate schools and your competitors, are you guys doing it differently than anybody else?
Well, this was started by North Carolina State a few years ago, and it was something of a happy accident that I happened to be at a meeting and heard the director of the program mention it in asking a question. So I tracked her down and talked with her, because it was similar to the pilot program we tried with the city. And, as it happened, they'd gotten a National Science Foundation grant to provide training in this program to 30 other universities nationwide. So we got in on the first cohort of 10 other universities nationwide to implement this program.
Very interesting. Very interesting. Chris Nelson, leader of the graduate school at UND, on a program we learned a good deal about here today, Accelerate to Industry. Fantastic. Thanks, Chris. Take care.
Thank you much.
Go UND. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. If you're 65 or older and paying a monthly premium for Medicare, you're paying too much. New this year, carriers are offering a plan that doesn't cost you a monthly premium.
zero premium. And it includes vision, dental, and hearing aid reimbursement at zero premium. That's right, zero premium. Plans cover you throughout the U.S. To find your local agent, go to ZeroPremium.net. ZeroPremium.net. Sponsored by the Sunderland Group. More at ZeroPremium.net.
Communities across North Dakota can see big possibilities for education, infrastructure, conservation, and more. The state's oil and natural gas industry is giving us the resources necessary to make them happen. It not only supports local businesses and good-paying jobs, it invests in our communities, and it contributes $2 billion annually in state taxes that fund important infrastructure and improve lives. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas, advancing the possibilities. Brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation.
Help us kick off the holiday driving season Friday, November 20th at CashWise, 43rd Avenue Northeast, North Bismarck. Stop in for special deals, including saving 15 cents per gallon on unleaded 88, your safe, economical fuel choice. Unleaded 88 is a high-performance fuel that is safe for all 2001 and newer vehicles. Other deals include a Works car wash for only $2 and the chance to win gift cards. Kick off the holiday driving season. Stop at CashWise, 43rd Avenue North Bismarck, November 20th, and save 15 cents per gallon on unleaded 88.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer to see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading edge EcoBlue high ESCR engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4B emissions compliance. That's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What's on your mind? Powered by Schwann, BuickGMC.com. Not just GMCs. Shop from the area's best selection of late model Rams, Chevys, Fords, even Super Duties. You need a pre-owned pickup? Check this out. 2018 Ford F-150 Super Crew XLT. Just 20,000 miles, just $26,900. Finance rates are some of the lowest in years, and business owners, you can save even more. See us on Memorial Highway under the gigantic American flag in Mandan or online at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
All right, so this texter says, I love listening to this station because it's the voice of the Northern Plains. It's a very loud, far-reaching voice. Because of that, North Dakota has the legendary stain of being the highest COVID-19 per capita in the world. Be careful. Media is powerful. I don't know what to make of that. But I will say this. Do you feel like we're in some kind of COVID hotspot, like, you know, you don't fear to go, you're fearful to go out, you're doing everything. Do you feel like we're like this cocoon, way worse than anybody else?
No, not at all.
Todd? I don't. I get they got to pick this stat and that stat. I heard Dr. Birx say two things. One, it's cold here. And, the colder weather started sooner here than other places. And what does that do? It drives people inside. And when you're all inside, after summer being outside, you have more chance to spread the virus. Duh. Second of all, I can't remember if it was actually Deborah Birx that said this or somebody else, but the highest amount of deaths per capita is not a fun stat, okay? But it is a recognition that we have a large elderly population who have been hit hardest by COVID. So they kind of go together. I don't think it means, oh, we've done terrible, we've done awful, oh, nobody pays attention to anything. I really don't. I don't think at all.
No.
And you know what? If you really want to zero in on a stat, look at how many cases, how many people total have had COVID, and then look at the survivability. It's amazing. The survivability rate, in other words, you get it, your chances of surviving, the numbers have improved incredibly over the time this started. Incredible. And the chances that you get it, you die from it, you know, are a lot worse for many other things. And improving all the time. That's the mortality rate. So I would I'd be a little careful to get all doom and gloom about it and yell at people, hey, you're not wearing your mask. You're not. Come on. Where's this? Little chill pill there. For sure. And, you know, as far as being told, you can't eat outside, you can't have more than 50 people here, you can't. You know what? What bugs me about this is that there are a lot of people that see those stats and say that, you know, North Dakotans are a bunch of, they don't care, they're not listening to anybody there. Out West, they're just going to do whatever they're going to do. It doesn't.
The Wild
give
West.
Give me a break.
Yeah.
In other words, what you're saying is people don't care if they live or die. I think there is a healthy amount, and I do mean healthy amount of people who say, look, I'm not going to live my life in fear. Every time I get in a car, I could die, but my chances of that are about the same as if I get COVID. So, I mean.
There you go.
Come on, live life. Don't live in fear. Crying out loud? That's kind of crazy talk. Dell in Bismarck. What's on your mind, Dell?
Good morning. How are you?
Good, sir. How are you?
Good. I want to complain about this mask thing or make a couple of comments anyway. It's I'm an old military guy. I got all kind of problems with diabetes, heart problems, etc. I cannot wear a mask. And I freely go into Walmart, Sam's Club. Nobody says a thing to me. But once in a while, somebody will spout off, make a comment, and I've just been letting it go. And the governor sits up there and tells everybody they got mixed mandates, you got to have a damn mask on. Maybe I don't want to wear one. Since when is he going to tell me I have to have it? And how does that store know what my underlying conditions are? And it's, you know, I just say, Walmart and Sam's Club have been great to me. I walk in the door. No problems, but some other businesses in town have just jumped down my throat, and it's like, you know, I don't even want to go back there. Even a bank I go into, and I guess banks, you're not supposed to wear a mask, and they want to see your face so they can get you on camera. But I'm getting kind of sick of it, and I'm like most guys, ex-military type people, we live our life on a daily basis, and the hell with COVID. I could care less what's out there. I want to live my life. And
amen.
On doing the stuff I do, and
yeah, and I wouldn't apologize to one person about it. If you got a question about it, see my doctor. You know,
and it's like somebody says, put a mark on it, make an X on my forehead. You know, put 666 on my head or something. I don't know, but it's not going to happen, and I just continue on. And I've gotten kind of belligerent. I've got into it with a couple of people, and it's like, you know, I have my rights. I fought for my rights. Did you? Not that that makes a difference, but don't infringe upon me because I don't have a mask. And if I walk in a Walmart and stuff, 90% of people got a mask on. That means they're protected from me.
And yeah, there you go. They're protected from you. Not to mention, if they come closer to yell at you, they're just increasing their risk, if so to speak. It's silly. Dale, keep doing what you're doing, and thanks for your service. Appreciate it very much. Texter says, we don't have the highest death per capita, not even close. We may have reached a positivity rate per capita that was briefly the highest, but definitely not in deaths. There is one out there that says we are. But hey, it's Tuesday, so if you're hungry, I'd head for Petra Serve USA. Beefy noodle today, 12th Avenue North. Country fried steak in West Fargo, West Main Avenue. Meatball dinner up in Harwood, and cruise on into Valley City for a hot beef sandwich or chicken pot pie. Two sides and a bun come with that at Petra Serve USA. God bless you, folks. See you tomorrow.
Energy is a large part of North Dakota's economic foundation, and all of the above energy policy provides our state the greatest economic opportunity. We can have it all if we all work together. Revenue from wind energy helps keep property taxes in check, main streets alive, small schools vibrant, roads maintained, and funds emergency services and our veterans. Wind energy is good for landowners, good for jobs, good for business, and good for North Dakota. More wind energy development can help make North Dakota the energy basket of America.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auctioneers. The secret to Pfeiffer's highly successful equipment and land auctions? Simple. We are marketers, merchandisers, and auctioneers. Pfeiffer's notable international marketing strategy gives results. Our team does it better than anyone. We will clean, prepare, and stage your equipment and implement our strategic internet and digital marketing program. If you are interested in selling your land or equipment, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 and view all auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.